It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another 2,500 Coloradans could die from COVID-19 by New Year's if current trends continue and if models run by the state are correct. Dr. John Samet, who leads the state's COVID-19 modeling team, says Colorado has a tough month ahead.
I hope that our numbers are overestimates, but I think we're facing a number of deaths that's far greater than we would like to experience.
It's not clear yet how gatherings for Thanksgiving affected the case numbers for the state, but Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says cases are likely to increase. That doesn't bode well for holiday gatherings this month.
We will probably not see a tremendous decrease in cases between now and then. That would lead to those gatherings being much less risky than they are now.
So far, more than 3,000 people have died in Colorado from COVID-19. With coronavirus vaccines approaching, a new poll shows some Coloradans aren't ready to get it. Healthier Colorado polled 1,000 people. They found that 60% said they'd be willing to take a COVID-19 vaccine. That's below the estimated 70% needed to reach broad community protection through herd immunity. The figures were lower with key groups including Latinx and Black Coloradans, Republicans, and women. The number of weekly unemployment claims grew for the sixth week in a row, CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The latest report from Colorado's Labor Department shows more than 17,000 people filed regular initial unemployment claims last week. That number is up over the week before. People who work in accommodation and food services make up the largest amount of unemployment claims filed for the state, about 20%. Construction workers follow at more than 11% of claims. The state paid $30 million in benefits during the last week of November. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.